Good evening, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the Thursdays in Shir for Parshas B'Halosha. Our Seder this week begins with a description of some details concerning the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan and subsequently the Beis HaMikdash. And I'd like to use that as an opportunity to speak about a mitzvah that we have lighting candles, namely in connection with Shabbos candles, and really discuss, at least a little bit towards the end, an interesting shaila that came my way just this past Shabbos. And that is the question, when is the earliest time that one can light Shabbos candles? It's especially relevant this time of year in the summer. You know, Shabbos now, almost as late as it can possibly be. Many people like to make what's called early Shabbos. And the question, how early can you make Shabbos? How early can you bench licht? And so on. So that's what I'd like to discuss. But first, we'll begin with the mitzvah and the sedra concerning the lighting of the Mishkan, the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there, the mitzvah was to light the menorah every single night of the year, and according to the Rambam, every single morning as well. Torah says in the beginning of the Sedra, Bemidbar Perakhes, Sukhma Alun Beis, by the Bashem, and Shalim Mor, Dabaral Aaron, Bamartal Bahalos, Chosaneiros. When you go up, you ascend to elevate and light the menorahs and the candles, the wicks, and the flames in the Mishkan, and subsequently at the hands of the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash, Al-Mup, and Amenori, Irishiva, Saneiros, all the seven candles with a seven branched candelabrum, and they show all the wicks are pointing towards the middle, and so on. Rashi points out the name of Chazal. It's really a medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah that I printed in Source 3, Rashi in Source 2, on Parakas Pasuk Beis. The medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah here in our Parsha, it's Parsha Tesvav, Simen Vav, in Source 3. Rashi wonders why it is that there is a juxtaposition between that which ended last week's Sedra. Last week's Sedra, Parshas Noso, ended with the description of the Chanukah Sanasiyim. At the time of the Chanukah's Habayis, the dedication of the Mishkan, so the Torah describes how for 12 days, beginning on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just shy of a year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they dedicated the Mishkan, and every single day for 12 days, a different tribal leader brought a korban, and all those korbanos are detailed, the same thing every day for 12 days. That's why Parshas Noso, that we read last week, is the longest Sedra in the Chumash, repeats the same thing 12 different times, and so on. Anyway, so every Shevet participated in that event. Each day, a different tribal leader, different head of a different Shevet brought his carbon. One Shevet wasn't represented, and that's Shevet Levi. So Rashi comments, Loma Nismach HaParsh Menorah HaParsh, we sometimes forget about the juxtaposition because it's a Sedra, you know, it's the end of last week's Sedra, the beginning of this week's Sedra, but in the Chumash, obviously, it's one right after the other. So it says, Loma Nismach HaParsh Menorah HaParsh Nesim Levi Shekashara Aaron, Shechanukas Nesim Chol Shadaito. Aaron was upset because when he saw all the other tribal leaders come forward and bring korbanos at the time of the Chanukah, the dedication of the Mishkan, neither he nor his Shevet was able to participate. He had 12 days, but that because Ephraim and Menashe was separate. And Levi wasn't represented at all. And Aaron thought there's something wrong. Why didn't he get to participate? So Kadosh Baruch Hu appeased him by saying, don't worry, you have something even better. You get to light the menorah in the Mishkan every day and so on. That's something even better than this one-time korban brought by the leaders of the other Shvatim. And that's what we have more or less in Bamidbar Rabbah. The Medrash there in source number 3 mentions that it sounds like Aaron was nervous because maybe it was because of his participation in the Egel and some other reason that his Shevet, the tribe of Levi, didn't get to participate. He was the leader, that was the Kohen Gadol, Kohanim, of course, were all Levim. So, Nesiyah Shel Levi is Aaron, right? He was the head of that tribe, kind of de facto. And therefore, there was something wrong. He thought, and so no worry. The Medrash says, you get to do this. And if you look at the last words of 3, okay, you'll have things that are enon betel and olam that will always be present. Now keep that in the back of the head as we look at the Ramban here in Parakas Pasuk Beis, a famous Ramban. Ramban quotes Rashi at the beginning, saying that the connection is that Aaron was sort of upset or felt bad that his tribe and he did not get to participate in the Chanukah Sanasim. So Hashem said, well, you get to light the menorah. So the Ramban wonders, but that doesn't explain why the menorah. There were lots of things that the Kohanim did that others didn't do, right? That's what Ramban details. There are plenty of things that the Kohanim got to do. Lots of things in the framework of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash that not everyone got to do. The Kohanim brought the Ketores, right? The incense offering. And the Kohanim, it was the Kohen Gadol who did the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. So why wasn't Aaron appeased, so to speak? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu appease Aaron by saying, oh, don't worry, you get to do the Avodah Sayom on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, or various other things that, you know, we get to go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and so on. There are lots of things which could have been mentioned. So why Dafka the menorah? That's what the Ramban wonders. Why was that the appeasing activity, the activity that would appease Aaron that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented here? And the Ramban says, because the menorah connects to something else that happened centuries later, at the hands of the descendants of Aaron. And that is a reference to the Hanukkah story, the nace of Hanukkah brought about by the Chashmonoim, who were Kohanim. They were descendants of Aaron. And that had to do with the menorah. So that's the connection of the menorah. That's what the Ramban mentions. Okay. He says that that was why the menorah was singled out. Look at the last, end of the first paragraph four. And he says, he quotes a Medrash. Okay. And it's a little bit like that in the Medrash Rabbah we saw above. Tell Aaron he's going to get something that's going to stay forever. What stays forever? Well, we all continue to light Hanukkah candles to this day. We don't light a menorah every night of the year, like the menorah in the Mishkan, the menorah Beis HaMikdash was lit. But once a year, we commemorate something relating to the menorah. So therefore, that which Aaron did, lighting the menorah, is something that doesn't disappear forever. The history of the Jewish people. Whereas, that the Hanukkah Sanasim, which the other tribes participated in, that was one and out. That was just that one time. That's it. Here is something which is Ladoros. That's the idea of the Ramban. Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi is a Hasidic Sefer, one of the Hasidic classics of Levi, Yitzchak of Berditchev. So his Hasidus on the Chumash and Hanukkah. So this is Kedushas Levi on Hanukkah, Kedushas Shlishas. So he mentions this comment to the Ramban relating to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, but he brings up something else. He said it's also possible that when that Medrash that we said aside in three in Parsha Tezvav, Simon Vav, that Aaron was getting something that's going to be forever, was not only the Hanukkah menorah, but something else, lighting Neros every single Shabbos. He brings up Neros Shabbos. Look at the end of the first paragraph of five. If we daiti, yitochen sheish mitzvah and Neros shul Shabbos and Neros shul beis haknesses. Also, candles in shul. Some people light by the amud and so on. So always used to light without electricity. Always lit that. But in any event, the Kedush Levi says that maybe that's referred to here. The second paragraph. If we daiti yitochen shezeh shomer medrash Neros laolam koy al Neros beis haknesses and Neros Shabbos. Okay. To reference to Ner Shabbos. And this gives an opportunity to speak a little bit about Ner Shabbos in conjunction with Parshas Bahalosha, and definitely entitled the Shir, when is your earliest time to light Shabbos candles? So, a little bit about Ner Shabbos in general. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, Daf Chof, Ham, and Beis, in the parak called Bamem Adlikin, we read the Mishnayos on Friday night. But the Gemara says, in 6, Amar of Nachman, Rav Zavda, Amar of Nachman, Rav Amarav, Hadlokos Ner B'Shabbos Chova. Lighting candles for Shabbos is considered a Chova. It's a form of an obligation. Okay, now we'll come back to that because it's an unusual word. Usually we have something as a mitzvah. It doesn't say mitzvah, which means it's a mandatory activity. It doesn't say rishus, which means it's an optional activity. It says chova. Okay, keep that in the back of your head. Rashi comments, what's the chova? So Rashi there on Chof Hamid Beis and Shabbos says, Kvod Shabbosu. It's an honor of Shabbos. Having candles lit at the table contributes to ambiance. It contributes to an atmosphere. And Rashi says, "She'ain suda chashuv el makom or kein yamama." A suda chashuv, an important meal, a banquet, an important meal. There's lights, and if it's not daylight, so then you light candles, or we have turn on electric lights. But you have fancy chandeliers and fancy lights, and sometimes even today for ambiance purposes, people at a dinner have candles at the table. That contributes to the kavod of Shabbos. Okay, that's the that is the position of Rashi. Tosas, well, not necessarily disagreeing, but Tosas a little different there on Chafei and Beis and Shabbos. Divamas Arlokas Ner B'Shabbos Chova, the Balei Tosas right, Nei Pirish B'Mokom Suda, the Chova U'Shi Yisur B'Mokom Ner B'Shum Oneg. You want to eat the Shabbos meal in a place where there are candles because it's more pleasurable. It's not just to honor, it's not just to create an ambiance, but it's much more pleasant to eat in the light than to eat in the dark. Okay, try it, when you eat in the dark. So it's not as pleasant, you get done quickly and then, you tell somebody to pass the salt instead he passes the pepper. When it's dark, it's not as pleasant an experience. Tosas says a little bit because of the oneg, the pleasure of Shabbos. Rashi mentions kavod, honoring Shabbos, and Tosas mentions oneg, enjoying Shabbos. Both of those concepts emerge from a pasuk in source number 9, Yeshaya. Perak Nun Ches, pasuk Gimel, happens to be from Haftar and Yom Kippur. But anyway, it's a famous pasuk. Some people recite this pasuk as part of the introduction to Kiddush on Shabbos daytime, Shabbos lunch. It says, "In Toshmi Shabbos Aglecha Asos Chavatzecha B'Yom Kodshi." Yeshaya Perak Nun Ches, pasuk Gimel. "V'Karosa La Shabbos Oneg." You shall declare the day of Shabbos to be a day of oneg, a day of enjoyment, a day of pleasure, and Likdosh Hashem Michubad. It's a day that is honored. So both these concepts, Oneg and Kovod, appear in that pasuk in Yeshaya, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Chofayim and Beis, according to Rashi and according to Tosas, says that lighting candles contributes to both. Rashi stresses Kovod, Tosas stresses Oneg, but really you could say that they're both right. There's not really an argument, as we'll see a little bit later. Okay, now, as far as the nature of this mitzvah of lighting, when did this mitzvah come into effect? Is it the Raisa? Is it the Rabbanon? So it's not really clear. There is a Mishnah later in that Perek and Shabbos on Lamed Aleph and Beis Source 10. The Mishnah says, "Al Sholosh Noshim, Al Sholosh Averus Noshim Shas Leidosim." There are three Averus which women, God forbid, could suffer and even die in childbirth. Al Shehen and Zehiros, but neither Bechal of Elokas and Eretz, neither the laws of family purity, and it's Afreshes Chala, separating the dough when you bake Chala, and Elokas and Eretz. Okay. And Rashi explains the Gemara will tell us, you know, why it's Sasle Dosan Dafka, the time of danger. Okay. What's interesting to me is the Medrash Tanchuma back in Parshas Noah, in source number 12. Okay. It's Parshas Noah, Os Aleph. The Medrash quotes this Mamar Chazal, this Mishnah. There are three things. And look what it says towards the end of line one of source 12 in Parshas Noah, the Medrash Tanchuma, Os Aleph. Ushloshton min haTorah. All these three obligations, Nida, the laws of family purity, Hafroshas Chala, which Dr. next week said, and Hadlokas Neron Shabbos, the Medrash says they're all Doraisa, all from the Torah. And the Pasuk that it quotes is the Pasuk Yeshaya Perek Nun Ches, which means it's not exactly in the Torah, it's in Navi. But Nevi'im were not permitted to make up their own mitzvahs. Nevi'im could not make up mitzvahs. So apparently it was part of the Torah Shebal Peh. It was part of the oral tradition. Later, the Nevi'im wrote it down. A number of things like that, which are not explicit in the Torah, which we assume were part of the oral Torah when initially presented, and later on written up by the written by the Nevi'im. Okay, so the Medrash Tanchuma counts it, Hadlokas Neiros on Shabbos, as a mitzvah d'oraisa. Similarly, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, one of the early collections, one of the early Sifrei HaMitzvos, one of the early works listing all the mitzvahs written. It's unclear exactly who the author is. The author is simply known as the Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. So in the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, the introduction, we list off the mitzvahs in 13. Ve'ela mitzvahs kum asei. Here are the mitzvahs asei. Kuf lamed ches. Number 138 on his list is Ner Shabbos. So the Bahag, the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, also counts Ner Shabbos as a mitzvah midoraisa. Similarly, the Sefer Yireyim. Rabbi Elazar of Metz, one of the Baal HaTosas, in his Sefer of the Mitzvahs, the Sefer Yireyim, Simon Tov Chav Tes, the old edition of Simon Kuf, lists also Ner Shabbos, and he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya. He quotes another Pasuk that we'll see, and he says all these things are Doraisa, and look at the end of the Sefer Yireyim, and I quoted in 14, what I mentioned before, but Ad Delo Asu Yeshayo, till Yeshaya came, it was Gemara Gemirila, it was part of our oral tradition. And then they found the pasuk to pin it up. It was part of our oral tradition, therefore it's a d'oraisa. That's the position of these Rishonim. Now just to look for a moment at that Gemara in Shabbos, where the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Aleph is where it's found in 15. Shlosha, well, it's not the same one, but a later Mishnah, says something else, okay, which also indicates the a different angle of this mitzvah. So again, Ad Kan, according to some authorities, the mitzvah of Lakas Neres on Shabbos is a d'oraisa. However, there is a later mission in Shabbos, Lamed Dalam and Aleph. I forgot, we saw the other mission already. A little later in that same parak, Shlosh Advarim Tzarech, the very end of Amalekin, 15. Shlosh Advarim Tzarech, Adam Lomar, Besok Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Mechashecha. There are three things that someone should say in his house before it gets dark. Isartem, right? You take Tumas and Maishas yet, because you can't do that on Shabbos. Eravtem, you set up an Erev Chatzeres, if you need an Erev Tumen, fine. Hadliko es Haner. So Rashi there in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph and Aleph says, you have to do it, im chashecha, before it gets dark, don't wait till the last minute, right? Because otherwise people push things off. Okay. Anyway, it says what Isartim and Raftim is, not our issue now. So the Gemara asks in 17, Lamed Aleph and Aleph and the Gemara, on that mission, asks Menonim Eli, where does it come from that you have to light candles? Amar Rishu ben Levi, Amar Krovi Adata, Ki Shalom Ohalecha. Quotes a pasuk, I printed a pasuk in 18, it's Eov, Parakeh, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Yodata Ki Shalom Olecha. You want peace in your household, peace in your household. Okay? So apparently Neros contributes not only to an ambiance and not only to joy, but also Shalom in the house. Then the Gemara continues there in 17, Omar Abba Rav Huna, when you say this in the household, try and say it, B'nei Chusa. Tzorech L'mem B'nei Chusa, don't yell. They light candles, you know, I can't run screaming. You know, sometimes people are very nervous as Shabbos is arriving. So Gemara tells us, stay calm. You want to tell your wife, whoever else in the household, to take Trumas and Isis, to set up an Erev. Don't yell. Say it in Chusa. Dilekablina minais, so people are more inclined to accept something when it's said nicely, right? And Omar Rashi, Ravashi says, Analo Shamila had the Rabbah Bar Huna. I never heard this Rabbah Bar Huna, but Kiyam Timisura, I did it myself, my own logic. I figured out myself that's the proper way to talk. Okay. Anyway, from that point of view, there's another thing that Shabbos candles contribute to, and that is Shalom. All right. Now, look in the Rambam, Perek Hey of Hilchos Shabbos Lach Aleph. The Rambam does not list Hadlokas Neiris in his Sefer HaMitzvos as a Mitzvah Doraisa. And he writes, look what he says in 19, come back to the language of that earlier Gemara that we saw back in Hammond Bays in source 6, that it's a chova. So look what the Rambam writes. Hadlokas Neiros b'Shabbos Eino Rishus. It's not an optional activity. You can decide on your own if you want to. Like, no, it's not a rishus. Below mitzvah, it's not exactly an obligatory mitzvah. You have to run after it like you do, let's say, in Tilas Adayim. He says, you know, there's no water. You got to go and find water, right? To him. Okay. It's not, it's kind of in the middle. It's a chova. Good. It's an obligation. Then the Rambam writes, this is a mitzvah that both men and women have to have in their homes, candles lit for Shabbos. Now, it's the mitzvah of the wife that traditionally, but let's say your wife's not home for Shabbos, or a couple of guys, yeshiva in a dormitory, they have an apartment together someplace. So they have to men up to light candles. You have to have in your house lit. And then the Rambam writes, even if you have no money, you're poverty stricken, you still have to beg and get candles for Shabbos, because that's part of Oneg Shabbos. Look, he writes on line 3, Shazeh b'chal Oneg Shabbos. Okay, he mentions Oneg here. And before you light, you have to say the bracha, and he tells you the bracha. Bracha Hashem al kemachal mashir gishon son lahadlik neshal Shabbos. And then he writes, kederach shavarach al kol adoram shuchai b'medivri sofrim. It's a mitzvah de rabbanon. I say to make a bracha. We make a bracha on lots of mitzvahs de rabbanon. We make a bracha on Tilas Adayim. We make a bracha on Ner Chanukah. We make a bracha on Mikra Megillah. These are all rabbinic mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, there's another rabbinic mitzvah. You make a bracha. But clearly, the Rambam is saying it's medivri sofrim. It is a din de rabbanon. Not like these other Rishonim will hold that it's a Doraisin. Okay. Now, based on this Shalom idea, which the Rambam does not mention here, okay, there is a Gemara in Shabbos Chav Gimel Beis, which mentions something which we can't even imagine. But let's say somebody is too poor. Amar Rava, 20. Pshitali ner beis ner chanukah ner beis oil. Let's say a person is so poor, he can afford a candle or oil. It's Chanukah. He can either afford to light Shabbos candles, he can afford to light Chanukah candles. Can't afford both. Again, we can't imagine. It's a joke. Okay, but one time people were terribly poverty stricken. So in some places, so therefore the Gemara says, what if a person, what wins? What do you do? So it says ner beso adif, Shabbos candles wins. Mishum shalom beso, shalom bias wins. Rashi says ner beso 21 Shabbos chav kimo beis ner beso ner Chanukah ner beso b'Shabbos. Who ani ve'ain lo kudei licht on shemel l'shtei neros. He doesn't have enough oil for two candles. A poor person. So what wins out? Ner Shabbos k'shalom beso. Okay, Rashi says, V'hochamina kamoni quotes the Gemara based on another pasuk, a pasuk in Eicha, that I printed in 22. Eicha paragimel pasuk in Zion says, V'tiznach mishalom nafshi nashisi tova. It's like, if there's no shalom, you know, then I've lost all favor, all good things. And the Gemara says, Zu hadlokas ner b'Shabbos, Rashi quotes. Look at the end of Rashi in 21. Shub b'nei b'reso mitztarele shub b'choshet. It's unpleasant to sit in the dark. And then you get into arguments, you bang into each other, trip over each other. It's a pagam. It detracts from shalom bias. And that is indeed how the Gemara says on Chof Hamad Beis in 23, quotes that pasuk neicha batizam shalom nafshi, my batizam shalom nafshi, amr rabavo, zu hadlokas ner b'Shabbos. Okay. And a person knows, Rashi explains in Shabbos Chof Hamad Beis, diru mas hadlokas ner, b'mokum shei ner ain shalom. You trip over people, you bang into each other, you go in the dark, it's no good. So that's the idea of Shalom, okay? So that's another aspect of Shabbos. But the Rambam, anyway, clearly understands that Hadlokas Neiros is the Rabbanon. The Meiri in Shabbos on that Gemara in Chof Hamad Beis, 25, Hadlokas Neiros Shabbos, Chova Midivrei Sofrim. Okay, again, he also counts it as the Rabbanon. All right, so we have a Machlokas. Right, won't be the first time, we'll be the last time. Whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan, it doesn't really have a practical difference for us. We observe the Drabanans too. In terms of the idea, though, the Rambam we mentioned before says it's a din in Oneg. However, the Rambam does not deny the covet aspect either. So you look in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha again. Back in Source 19, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, the third line, he writes, "Umadlik es haner shezeh b'chal Oneg Shabbos," and that was like Rashi back in Source 7. I'm sorry, the closest, back in source 8, Chof Hamad Beis.
Yeah, we lost you for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I'm sorry. So I don't know what's going on here.
In fact, your other screen is still up. It's amazing.
I don't know what's going on here. Okay. We okay here? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I apologize. Okay. Anyway, that was on the Zoom. I apologize. Okay. Anyway, so I mentioned that the Rambam back in source number 1019 mentioned that we call Onik Shabbos, but we're up to source 26. The Rambam later, Perek Lamed, Shabbos Lafa, hey, the Rambam was talking about setting up on Friday. It says, Misadar Odom Shulchanah Erev Shabbos. Person should set a beautiful table on Erev Shabbos. Even though, you don't need not eating so much. Let's say just your home alone, your home just with your spouse. You don't have to have a whole, you should still set a nice table. You shouldn't set paper plates and, something unattractive. Even though it's all you want is a bite, you're not that hungry. Whatever, you set a nice table. Same thing with Motzei Shabbos, not a issue now. Why, says the Rambam, k'dei lechabdo, to honor Shabbos. It's an honor to have a nicely set table, both when Shabbos begins and when it ends. We're talking about the end now. And now it says, the tzarek, the second line of 26, the tzarek, the second, beisomi ba'ojo, mipnei kovod Shabbos. You should also set up your house, clean up your house, make the house look nice for Shabbos. Right? Make the house look nice for Shabbos. And yeah, ner dolok, reshulchan aruch. The candle should be lit, the table should be set. And he says, shakol, and the bed's made, shakol ela lichvod Shabbos hain. So here, the Rambam says that candles are kovod Shabbos. In Perek Halach Aleph back in 19, the Rambam said that it was onik Shabbos. Here he says it's kovod Shabbos. I don't think it's a contradiction. It's kind of both. Okay. The Or Zeruah writes in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, Chelek Bei Simon Yud Aleph, 27, Umina Koshul Had Lekhila Kol Ner Shabbos HaKak Ner Shalgab HaShulchan Gyoso Ner Hu Habol Lechvot Shabbos. He says, we have to understand something. In the olden days, people lit on Friday candle. We light Shabbos candles where? By the Shabbos table, either on the table, next to the table. Right? But people used to light candles all over the house. Why? Otherwise, you couldn't see. We live electric lights on, the rest of the house. But it used to be that people lit candles, in the hallway or in the bedroom, wherever else. Okay, people lit candles because that's how you could see. But the Or Zeruah writes, but the last thing you should light is the table because that's the one that's really the covered Shabbos. Okay, now keep that thought in the back of your head. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Gimel of Aruch Chaim, Siman Gimel 28, writes, Hanoshim Uzharas Bo Yosef. This mitzvah is given over more to women. Why? Because the women are the ones usually more involved in household activities. And then he mentioned that then we saw before, if you can't afford either Ner for Shabbos, I didn't read this line, but you look back in source 20, we only talked about when a guy couldn't afford either, he could afford either Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles. The Gemara continues, look back in 20, Shabbos Chanukah Beis, Ner Beiso V'Kiddush Hayom. What if he has enough money either for candles or for wine? Again, we can't imagine it. But the guy's got a poor person. Either he can get oil to light a Shabbos candle, not Chanukah. Regular tonight, next tomorrow night, next Shabbos. Okay, there's either enough oil for candles or for Shabbos, for Kiddush wine. What should he do? So again, near Beisel Adav, Mishum Shalom Beisel. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's here. Okay, if he has only enough money for either Shabbos candles or Kiddush wine, near Shabbos Kodem. Okay, near Shabbos and Chanukah, near Shabbos wins. Okay, and look what he ends. The Ein Shalom Bebayis below there. There's no real peace in the house without a candle. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So the Aruch HaShulchan, commenting there in some Reish Tam Gimel Sif Beis in 29, he notes this difference in the Rambam that in Perek Lamed Alacha Hey, he counted Darlokas Ner on Shabbos as part of Kovod Shabbos, okay? And back in Perek Hay, he counted it as part of Oneg Shabbos, which is it? So in the second line of 29, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Bitzarach Lomit Trabayis, no, they're both, okay? But he says as follows, Kovod Shabbos is where you have the Shabbos meal. You want light there, that's Kovod Shabbos, to enhance the ambiance of the meal. Oneg Shabbos is you enjoy Shabbos, in the other rooms, okay? B'shari chador, onik Shabbos. So you don't bang into each other. You'll enjoy Shabbos. You bump into the other rooms. So anyway, it's both covered and onik, however you want to figure it out. Good. So that's in terms of the basic mitzvah. So now, when is it that you should light the Shabbos candles? Well, obviously, right, before Shabbos. You can't light them on Shabbos. It's got to be before Shabbos. But how much before Shabbos? So now we come to the second part of the Shia. The Mishnah says, in Brachas Chavav and Aleph, the Mishnah introduces this to a time called Plag HaMincha. Has to do the Machlokas, how late in the afternoon, can you daven Mincha? Says the Machlokas, Rabbanan, the famous Mishnah, Brachas Chavav and Aleph 30, Tilith HaMincha Ara Erev. You can daven Mincha until, we'll say Ara Erev, Rashi says there in Shabbos Chavav and Aleph, Tad Chashecha, till nightfall. daven mincha until nightfall. That's what the Mishnah says according to Rashi. Rabbi Huda disagrees. We don't omer ad plaga mincha. No, it's a time called plaga mincha. Rashi says the Gemara will tell us what it means. We'll see it in a moment. You don't have all the way till nightfall. Okay, machlokas. Then the second part of the Mishnah, right after that, says tfilos ha'erev ein lakeva. The evening service, Mayrev, has no fixed time. And the assumption is, okay, as Rashi says, kol ha'layla zman, any time during the night. And without going into details now, when is the earliest you can daven Mayrev? Well, the answer is when you can no longer daven mincha. And that's a machlokas we just saw between Rabbanan and Rehuda. So it's a double-edged machlokas. The Rabbanan say you can daven mincha until nightfall. Then you can start Mayrev after nightfall. So according to that's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan give you more time for mincha, but you can't start Mayrev till after nightfall. Rabbi Huda chops down the time of mincha. He says you only daven until plaga mincha. That's a chumrah. You have to be done by plaga mincha. He chops off time from mincha. But at the same time, there's a kula, because after that, you can daven Mayrev. Okay, what exactly is plaga mincha? So Rashi said that the Gemara will tell us, and indeed the Gemara does tell us, on Amid Beis, Chav Amid Beis 32, Toshma the son of Huda Omer plaga mincha chona Omer vhi achasus rei shavs chosar revia. 11 hours of the day, less a quarter of an hour, less 15 minutes. 11 hours, less 15 minutes. In plain English, 10 hours and 45 minutes. Okay, or assuming a 12-hour day, an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. An hour and 15 minutes. And we know it's not a 60-minute hour. The day is divided into 12 units. Okay, so it's not a 60-minute hour. When we say hour, it means a unit of the day, or 1/12 of the day. So one and a quarter unit before the end of the day, okay, that's called plag mincha at that time. Plag mincha chrona. Rashi explains there in Brachas Chof Omer Beis, the end of the Rashi, there also plag mincha 33, Nim timtza plag achron shel mincha me'achas yeshos chosar revi'a ulamala. 11 hours less 15 minutes, right? 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day, or another way of saying it is an hour and 15 minutes before the end of the day. Okay, now that's called plag hamincha. So can you daven mincha up until past plag hamincha? According to Rabbanan, yes, all the way till nightfall. According to Behuda, no. Okay, only until plag hamincha. Can you daven ma'ariv after plag hamincha? According to Behuda, yes. Okay, according to Rabbanan, no, you got to wait till it gets dark. Okay, so that's the double-edged machlokas. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas Chav Zayin Aleph 34, Gemara says as follows, Omar Chista Neftanan, who do we passing like? Rabbi Huda or the Rabbanan, who's right? How do we follow Alokha? So Gemara tells a story that Rav, the Amora Rav, Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mi Be'od Yom. Rav used to daven Mayrev, right, the evening service, Mayrev, okay, when it was still on Friday afternoon, it was still daylight. Says Rashi in Brachos comes down in Aleph 35. Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Shekibel Alav Shabbos Be'od Yom. He already accepted Shabbos when it was still daylight out. Okay, maybe it was in the summertime like we're at now. Okay, it was still daytime outside, but he accepted Shabbos already. So Gemara says, well, must be that Allah is like a Behuda. Okay, an hour and a quarter before it gets dark, it's light out. Okay, it's light out for an hour and a quarter still daytime. That must be when Rav Davin the Friday night service, it must be because he holds like a Behuda that after plaga mincha, it's already time to daven Mayru. But then the Gemara says, Adrabah, but 1 second. That's what Rav did. But with Rav Huna and other rabbis wouldn't do that. Lo avi matzah adurta, they wouldn't daven Mayru till later. So maybe the halach is not like a Behuda. And the Gemara has the famous answer in the second line of 34. This is Shav Brachas, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Hashtelo idmar hilchsa lo kamar v'lo kamar, dovid kamar v'dovid kamar v'dovid. We don't have compelling proof one way or the other. We don't have convincing proof on it. So either way is right. You can daven mincha, you can daven ma'ariv already after plaga mincha, you can daven mincha until it gets dark. Now, the discussion we've shown is not, and poskim, not our topic now. What every day you can do something different. Today I'm going to follow Behuda. Tomorrow I'm going to follow Rabbanan. And again, let's say 10, it's 7 o'clock. So 7 o'clock is before nightfall, but it's after plaga mincha. So I'm going to say, well, I didn't daven mincha yet. Luckily, the chacham around, so I'm going to follow their position and daven mincha now at 7 o'clock. Okay? Because the chachamim say, I can daven mincha all the way till it gets dark. No problem. So I can daven mincha at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, at 7 o'clock, I come and say, you know, I didn't daven mincha yet. Oh, good. Rabbi Huda said it after plaga. I'm sorry. The Rabbanan's, the first way was I want to daven Mayrev, okay, at 7 o'clock. I forget which way I said it already. Again, we'll say it again. So it's 7 o'clock, and I haven't daven mincha yet. So I'll say, good, the Rabbanan's second, that's what I said before. Rabbanan's second, still daven mincha, good. And now tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, I daven mincha matzaleh. I daven mincha 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now it's 7 o'clock. I want to daven maariv. Can I daven maariv? Well, according to Behuda, yeah. Oh, good. So today I'll follow Behuda. Can you switch off every day? Can you switch off every month, every year? You have to make the decision once your whole life, whatever it is. Okay, that's another discussion. Okay, but bottom line is both shitas work. The problem is sometimes you have in some shuls, I'm not criticizing because there's ways out, but some don't like it. We'll come back to it later. You have a minyan at 7 o'clock, let's say, for mincha and maariv. So now by mincha, I'm saying, I'm definitely a Rabbanan man. I'm davening mincha at 7 o'clock, Rabbanan second, so daven. Then at 7:15, we're going to daven maariv. Oh, I'm going to follow Behuda. You can daven maariv. Yeah? Is that right? In the same day? Okay, that's an interesting discussion. But anyway, that's the Gemara. So at the end of that Gemara, the bottom line is, oh, the Rav davened. Rav followed the practice. He davened early. He made early Shabbos. The Gemara reiterates it later. Gemara tells the story again. Rav Ikla, three lines at the bottom of 34. Rav Ikla Begniv, it's all Shabbos, Rav Shabbos. And then the Gemara goes on. Rav Yirmiyahu was davening. He didn't want to take his 3 steps back. So we learn a few halakas from Rav, but one of them is, it's relevant to us, the last line of 34. Shmamin Atlas, Shmamin Am, Mispalel Adam Shul Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. You can daven the Shabbos davening when it's still Erev Shabbos, meaning outside, it's still Friday. It's still Friday. Okay, and it says again, that's all on Chavzan and Aleph. Chavzan and Beis, the Gemara asks, 1 second. So Amar of Chia Bar Oven, 36, Rav Tzolot Shul Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Yoshua did the same trick Saturday afternoon. He daven maariv early. Now, you can't do malacha, can't end Shabbos, but you want to daven maariv, be good. Okay, that's not our issue now. But then the Gemara asks, Rav Tzolot Shul Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Omer Kiddush HaLakos, did he make Kiddush too? Did he come home? Did he just daven maariv early? Or did Rav come home, it's still daylight, and he made Kiddush, he had a Shabbos Suda. They did that too, or he just davened early? That's the Gemara wonders. If you want to daven early, okay, but maybe till you make Kiddush at home and have the Shabbos Suda, that you got to wait till nightfall. What did Rav do? So the Gemara says, guess what? Toshma, the Omer Nachman, Rav Shmuel, Mispal, Adam, Shabbos, Omer, Kiddush, Holocaust. Yes, you can do Kiddush too. The Hilchas HaKavos, and that's the Halacha. So the halal, this is the Gemara, that's the basis for what we call early Shabbos. That even though outside it's still sunny, it's still Friday, okay, it's still not dark out, it's not even sunset yet, okay? And people come home from shul, and they daven maariv, and they make Kiddush, and have the Shabbos Suda, and it's still a bench, and it's still, you know, still, especially this time of year, or later in June, you know, it won't get dark until, I don't know, 9 o'clock, okay? People are long finished by then, okay? You're better, baby. So, but meanwhile, it's still light out. But so that, this Gemara is the mukkar for with Rav. Tosus there in Brachas Chav Zayin 37 has a bit of a problem. Tosus says Tema, but there's a Gemara elsewhere that says you're not supposed to make Shabbos too early or too late, right? Gemara says you're not supposed to light candles. Talking about candle lighting, we'll see in a moment. You're not supposed to make it too early. Gemara says no. Tosus says no. This is Tosus and Shabbos Brachas rather. Chav Zayin Al Dimas the Rab Tzali Mul Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Tosus says Yishlomer the Hosam Yishen Mekabel All of Shabbos Miyat. There's a difference. Do you accept Shabbos or not? You can accept Shabbos. If you accept Shabbos, that's not called doing it too early. That Gemara is saying, don't do it too early and not accept Shabbos. If you're accepting Shabbos, then it's okay. But Tosfos seems to say, but there is an earliest time. You can't do it at 1:30 in the afternoon. You know, what's the cutoff point? At what point can you start Shabbos at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday? I mean, you know, I don't know why you'd want to, but you know, it's a very difficult thing. It's difficult, but can you do that? He said, no. He says, so he brings up again the Sha'o Raviyah Kodam Alayla, an hour and a quarter before. Okay. And before that, okay, there's a problem. So let's see the Gemara that he's referring to. It's on Chav Gimel Amud Beis in back in Shabbos, 38. The Gemara says, Dvisu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Yosef, have a Ma'achro Madlekaso, sometimes live very late. So the part of the Gemara I didn't quote, the ellipse, just says, they told you, better not wait so late, you'll end up b'mechal Shabbos, you'll end up lighting too late. So Sovra Lagduma, so she decided, you know what, let me light Shabbos candles early. You know, people running around Friday, I don't want to forget the Shabbos candles. So it's 3:30 in the afternoon, let me light candles. I'll light these real long candles. I'll put a lot of oil to burn out. Let someone get that out of the way so I know I don't forget. So you can imagine that happening, right? The person knows that they're busy, they have to run someplace. I won't accept Shabbos now, but I'll light the candles so I know that they're done. So Amar la, who's Sabo? A certain Saba means a modern Hebrew grandfather. I mean, the older person told her, Tanina, no. Ubabad shalo yaktim velo yake. Can't light too early, can't light too late. Okay? You can't do it. And look at Rashi, an important Rashi, 39. Shalo yaktim velo minkara shehi shal Shabbos. If you light the candles very early, it's not clear that it's for Shabbos. If I light candles on Friday afternoon, let's remember again, the olden days, people lit candles all the time. That's how you had lights. So therefore, if I'm lighting it way early in the afternoon on Friday, it's not clear that it's for Shabbos. So you shouldn't do that. Who is this? Ahu Saba. I'm just mentioning a side point. So it's 40. There's a toast in Chulim. Vav and Alef Dibu Maska Ashkechei. Yesh Mefarshim D'chol Mokum Shum Maska Hu Saba Hu Elio. Who's this old person? Elio Novi. Okay, I don't want to get to that now. Whatever it was. Okay, according to tradition, Elinovi appeared to the wife of Yosef and told her this din. Whatever it is, there is a din that you're not supposed to light Shabbos candles too early. And what exactly does too early mean? Well, Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif and Brachas, Yud Ches and Beis, and that Gemara, Rav Tosha Shabbos, Erev Shabbos in 41, says, Klomar, Hayom Ispala Kodom Shkia Sachama. Okay, he would daven before sunset. We do that. Many shuls do that tomorrow night, Friday night, Friday night during summer. He daven before sunset. He repeated the Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a different din. Kriyashma has to be dark out. That's why most of the time after the early minyanim on Friday night, the rabbi announces, don't forget to repeat Kriyashma after 9:02, whatever the time is. Right? They'll announce, you have to repeat the Kriyashma. Okay? And he says various other reasons why that's practice, but he writes, but again, but not, look at the end of the second line of 41. Vizel mi plaga mincha ve'elech. Okay, only from Plaga Mincha and on. You can't daven the Friday evening service earlier than Plaga Mincha. That far you can't go. Okay? And he says, because you also have to light candles. And you can't light candles either earlier than that time. Okay? That's what it means. No earlier than Plaga Mincha. The Rambam, Paragimel Vichos Tfila, Halacha Zayin, writes in general for davening, 42, you're allowed to daven the Friday night davening. Again, many of us do it this time of year. You're allowed to daven the Friday night davening, even before sunset. And most of the Shabbos, same thing. And he says, he ties in something else. We're not as strict with Meir as we are with other tefillahs during davening. That's something else. But he also writes, but again, you have to be Kriyashma later. Okay, so you're allowed to daven early. Again, in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim Sim Reish, Samach Zayin, Tzid Beis, 43, Magdimin, Lispal al Arvis, Yosef, and Mosachol. Most people daven Marv earlier on Friday night than they do during the week. Ubeplag HaMincha Yochol HaHadlik L'Kal Bel Shabbat Tzulos Arvis. Starting from Plag HaMincha, again, it's an hour and a quarter. Roughly, I say roughly because, again, it depends on the day. The 1/12, one unit and a quarter of the unit of the day. He's divided into 12 equal units. So 1 hour and a quarter, maybe a little bit more. You're allowed, during the summertime, you're allowed to daven Ma'ariv on Friday, and you can light candles and mekabel Shabbos with this, and eat the meal and everything else. And that's the practice, again, that many people follow. The Mishnah Berurah, right, as you caught in Gimel 44, because even people who normally don't daven Ma'ariv till late, who Torah l'spabel Shabbos. Shabbos is different. But again, he says, u'bavad she'yeh miplaga mincha ve'elech. Okay, because the Plaga Mincha, there's a whole calculation, because there's anyway a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos. So he figures out some of the timing and so on. And then he mentions something else. He holds, and that's what I said before, some people don't like the idea of a 7 o'clock minyan when you're davening both Mincha of Friday and Ma'ariv of Shabbos in the same time slot. You're burning your candles, no pun intended, at both ends. Okay, you're saying, well, for Mincha, I'll follow the Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, I'll follow the Rabbanon. I'll daven after Plaga Mincha. And if a Ma'ariv, I'll follow Yehuda, you can already daven Ma'ariv during that slot. The Shabru doesn't like that, so he says, Yizor al-Kopona be'erv Shabbos is Plaga Mincha, Kodem Plaga Mincha. If you're going to be Makabal Shabbos at Plaga Mincha and light candles and daven Ma'ariv at Plaga Mincha before sunset even, so daven Mincha earlier, he says. All right, then he says, if you can't, it terutz him. Okay, but anyway, he doesn't like that unless it's an emergency. And some souls do it, there are others terutz him for it. Okay, now, similarly, in some Reish Samach Gimel of Aruchayim, Siv Dalad Mechaber writes in 45, "Lo Yaktim Lamad Adlika Vodim Gadol." You can't light the Shabbos candles too early. That similar Reish Samach Zayin we just saw talking about davening, and incidentally about lighting candles. Here, talk more about lighting candles. Not a lot of light when it's too light, when it's still very light out. And he says the same reason we saw before: Sha'oz Enoniker Shemadlika Lekvod Shabbos, because then it's not clear. We said one of the reasons for Shabbos candles to show honor for Shabbos. It's not clear that it's honor for Shabbos. You light so early in the afternoon. He said, again, don't do it too late. And he says, you can be Mikabel Shabbos earlier. Okay. And that's not called being too early. But again, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the end of the second line of 45, Ubavad shiye mi plaga mincha lamala shua shah revia kodam alayla. As long as it's no earlier than plaga mincha. Okay? And the Ramah writes something interesting. The Ramah writes the end of 45. Imhaya ner dolok bojom agadol. If you had a candle burning from earlier, if you lit a candle much earlier, when this man comes, he says, Yechabeno v'yachzer l'chenel tzorach, blow it out and relight it. But you can't light it early. It doesn't count. It's not halachically significant. It's not clear to the Shabbos. You have a candle you want to use. It was lightly from before. So blow it out and relight. The Mishnah Berurah elaborates on this in 46. It's in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Skot and Tesvav. Okay, again, if you do it much earlier, much too early, you know, then it's no good. It's not halachically significant. Look in Yud Ches, he says explicitly, Avo kodem plaga mincha ein kabaloso kabbalah. If you accept Shabbos early than plaga mincha, it's meaningless. Has no halachic significance. Af b'di'evit, even b'di'evit, for no purposes. Okay? And then they said, you know, the night time is when the stars come out and so on. And that's a machlokas where the plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before the stars come out, an hour before, a quarter before sunset. That's the machlokas mentioned here. It's going to become important momentarily. Okay? And it's a Kotan Chof, he writes, if the candle was lit for some other purpose, earlier, it doesn't count. And even if it's after the plug, I'm going to lit it for something else, you should blow it out like Kovach Shabbos. Fine. Okay. The Bir Halacha is quite clear. It's in Reish Samach Gimel Sif, Dalet 47. Calls Mazah Shahaya Hadloka Achar Plag Amincha. Avalim Hidlik Kodem Plag Amincha Litzok Shabbos. Afilim Kibel of Shabbos Me'elso Azman. Ein Hadlakosa Mo'ila Klum. If you light Shabbos candles before Plaga Mincha, you accept Shabbos, it's meaningless. It doesn't count for anything. And you have to blow it out and relight. It doesn't have any halachic significance. So here's the shaila that I was asked last week. Okay? Well, actually, one more word of introduction. Okay? One more thing of introduction. There is a statement made by the Maharil Shabbos in beginning of Shabbos Oz Aleph. He was asked, the Bas Achos of the Mari Segal, the Maharil is Mari Segal. Segal means his name is Maharil of Yaakov Levi. Levium are sometimes called Segal, Segal, because it stands for Sgan Lekoin. That's why a lot of Levium are named Segal. Anyway, so he was called Maril, Mari Segal. He was asked by his sister's daughter, a friend of his, someone had a situation and forgot to light Shabbos candles 1 week. What do you do? So he paskined that you should, from now on, light an extra candle. Okay, it sounds like it's some form of a kapora. That's right, it's an Eli Skaper. It's a kapora. You forgot Shabbos candles. From now on, light an extra one. Okay, there are more on the dark emotions in Reish Samach Gimel Os Aleph 49 quotes this Maharil, and he says it's also to make sure, you know, it's like a reminder to be very careful about Shabbos and so on. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. There are more quotes in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Aleph. There are more writes. Aisha Shashocha Pam Achas the Hadlik Madlek is Klemek Gimel Neiros. Light three instead of two. And now the question is, what if somebody anyway lights more than two? Sometimes my mother lights Shalom when I grew up, two candles always. Or my grandmother always two candles only. That's the tradition, Zohar and Shomer. Some people, my wife's family, they light for every child. Okay, so you have five children, you light seven candles. You have 10 children, you light 12, whatever. Okay, different minhagim. So what if a person already lights more than two? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Levush, actually, it's in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Gimel, writes, Nagu Nashim, Shoshocha Pamach Dalik, Malekas Koyma Gil Eris Lasakin Ivso, to straighten out her Aveira touches a Kapora, but it's like a, you know, Takana. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, in Sukkot and Zion, then he said, what happened several times, a couple weeks later, I forgot again, but an extra candle, I have to keep lighting extra candles, okay, as far as whether you should light more than two, as it is, the Bir Halacha says, he quotes the Prima Gadam in 53, it's Reish Samach Gimel, Dear Master Shoshocha, Ayin Prima Gadam, Hu Adin Lo Shocha Legamrei, Rak Shechoshon Ner Echad, what if she always lights five, and this week only four, okay, you still have to add a candle. So you always have to add one candle. If you forgot something, it sounds like even if you normally light more than two, then that's what you have to light. If you forgot, you have to add on to that one. Okay, so here's a shot that I was asked. Last week, Friday night, a couple was going out for dinner to someone's house. They were invited to someone's house. So husband would go to shul for early 7 o'clock minyan, whatever it was, or plag minyan, whatever it was. And last Friday night, they said it might rain. So she wanted her husband to drive her to the friend's house. They were going to eat Friday night. On his way to shul, he should drop her off there. And she'll light candles before they leave. So that's what she did. So at about 25 after 6 last week, Chag HaMincha last week was about 6:45. Okay. So she lit the candles at 6:25. Then her husband drove her and went to shul and shrine. Then they realized she lit Shabbos candles before Chag HaMincha. And we just read that that doesn't count for anything. So now the question which she asked was, isn't she now obligated to light an extra candle? Because Lamaista, she did not fulfill the properly the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres on Shabbos. It was an accident, but that's what happened. Okay, she ended up because she lit early. She lit before Chag HaMincha. We said Chag HaMincha doesn't count. So therefore, and in fact, one could argue that she actually never lit Shabbos candles properly. Well, I thought about the question a little bit. I'll go through now. I have 6 or 7 reasons why I thought there's room to be lenient. And it's not necessary to penalize her to give this knas that she's going to have to light from now on an extra candle, even though she didn't do the mitzvah. So let's see a few things. Okay. Number one, it's clear from the poskim that reason behind this din, okay, the reason behind this din is there's some sort of a negligence. You look back in 52, the Mishnah Berurah in Simrei Shlomo Gimel Sukkot in Zion. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Al-Kain Imnansa, okay, and this cannot, is there something unforeseeable, inadvertent happen, and Lohid Lika Koncha Haisam of Esa Surm, she was in jail, I don't know, stuck somewhere, whatever it was, and that's why she couldn't light the candles, Ain Sorakal Hosef. So I would say this was a case of honesty. She had every intention of lighting Shabbos candles, okay? It wasn't exactly negligence. She just simply forgot to light Shabbos candles. She remembered to light Shabbos candles. She did it in the wrong time. But I would say one could argue this is not a case we'd have to penalize her because it was an onus. It was an honest error, so to speak. She thought it was time to light candles. So did her husband. They realized afterwards that it was before Chag HaMincha. So that's one thing. So that's one side, I think, to be makel, not to have to penalize her. There's another interesting discussion, a bunch of Rishonim, I'm not going to read all this inside now to save some time, but you look, source 54, the Marach or Zuru, one of the Rishonim, mentions that Tosefes Shabbos, was to add on to Shabbos. How much I have to add on to Shabbos? Well, we said not earlier than Chag HaMincha, but now I'm going to clue you in that not everybody agreed with that. Not everybody agreed that Chag HaMincha was the absolute earliest. Okay, it may have been the earliest for certain things, maybe the earliest to Davin, and other things, but it was not necessarily the earliest from Kabbal Shabbos. And or Marach Or Zur in Kuf Pei Hei 54 quotes a Rishalmi that says, we have a din by Shemitah that you add to Shemitah, you're supposed to add a month to the Shemitah year, meaning many of the laws of Shemitah take effect already in the month before the Shemitah year begins. Shemitah year begins in Rosh Hashanah. That's the first Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, right? The Shemitah year begins on Rosh Hashanah. But already, Rosh Chodesh Elul, a month earlier, many of the dinim already in effect called Tosefes Shviyas. It's adding to Shemitah. So what do you add? You add 1/12, right? The Shemitah is 12 months long. So you add 1/12, that's called Tosefes. So Marach Or Zur quotes Yerushalmi, same thing with adding on to Shabbos. Shabbos has 24 hours, but Shabbos is 24 hours long, right? So you have to add 1/12, which is 2 out of 24. That's called Tosefes, parallel to Shemitah. So that means 2 hours. So that already means even perhaps before Chag HaMincha, perhaps before Chag HaMincha, our woman was safe, okay? Because it was before, she lied about 6:25, that was 2 hours. The Maharil, in his Tshuva Shut Marilla Chadosh Simon Mem Hey Os Dalid, 58. Okay. He had wondered, how could people eat the Shabbos meal when it's the light out and so on and so forth? Okay. Not supposed to make it too early. He also mentions, according to Marach HaZorua, Bei Shalosh. You have 2 hours early. 2 hours. The Sefer Minhagim of Isaac Turner, Minik Shul Shabbos Os Chavav, 56. He quotes the Sefer, interesting name. I've never heard of the Sefer before. Isur B'Sefer Bosa Gabi Gecholim. Oh, I mean, the nickname for Sefer. Okay, then you get a meal, must be a meaty Sefer. Anyway, he also says, Shtei Shos Miom Shu Chavdal Shos, 2 hours out of 24. He quotes in Shriya. So many Rishonim bring this up already. The Ramor, the Dark Emotions, Surrey Samachal of Osal, also quotes Rishonim who say this. Okay, parallel to Shriya. The Bach, in Surrey Samachal of Osbeis, had a long calculation. Okay, and he says that you can be Makabal Shabbos even earlier. Chag HaMincha is not necessarily the time. Again, it's a whole Asik. I'm not going to read the whole Bach, but you can look in there. He quotes other Rishonim who seem to say that, okay, has to do with a different machlokas. And that leads to our next question. Wait a second. What do they mean? And that's what the Bach discusses. 2 hours before what? 2 hours before nightfall or 2 hours before sunset? Because 2 hours before sunset, Our Lady from last week was safe. Okay, it was 2 hours before nightfall. She was, you make it. 6:25, but nightfall wasn't until about I don't know exactly, but the Shkia was just made it to 2 hours before Shkia last week. Okay, certainly wasn't 2 hours before nightfall. So that's an interesting question. So Shulchan Aruch actually mentions, it's in Reish Samach Aleph, when we talk about Plag HaMincha, same question. Is Plag HaMincha an hour or a quarter before what? I glossed over it. I said before the end of the day, I was cheating. What's the end of the day? Is an hour and a quarter before sunset or an hour before a quarter before nightfall? Big difference. That's a big tumult in the poskim. Okay, and among Avram, okay, and Sivkotin Tess of Reish Samach Aleph. The Bir Aloch and Sirei Samach Gimel and Siv Dalet Kodom Alayla, they all discuss this, okay, and they definitely can make the case that all this is before nightfall. In which case, you know, we have run into a lot of problems. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, if we skip down to 62, in Sirei Samach Gimel Siv Yud Tes, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Yeroi Lid B'chai Gavna Filo HaKodom Plag HaMincha. We know, we look at Plag HaMincha, explains that it means even before sunset, okay, even before sunset. So, if that's the case, again, this woman made it within 2 hours before sunset. Similarly, the Shloh in Masech, what he calls Masech Shabbos, Perik Nemitz, Oschav Beis, Mashmi calls that, Shall call upon him, Lo Yaktim Yosef, Lokas Neris, Plag HaMincha. Not earlier than Plag HaMincha, he says, but he says there were communities, Hanoagim Lahadlik Ber Shabbos, Shtei Shoos, Kodom Alayla. The Shloh, an early Achron, quotes that. We say Plag HaMincha, that's true, but there were shitas that had 2 hours. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan at the end quotes in the Shulchan Hadeshin. Okay, very fascinating. He quotes it too, the Shloh does. He says there were communities, okay, where they actually lit 2 hours before, especially Befrat, says the Shloh in the second line at the end, Me'akayetz, Shekarla Be'Sekhnes Ba'odjom Gadol Ma'od. They daven Mar way before. You know, we're here in New York, so what's the latest sunset? About 8:40, 8:50. You know, you go north, go to London. Okay, go further north, go to Copenhagen. You know, this time of year, it doesn't get dark. I remember I was once in London many years ago, and I landed on coming here to Israel. I stopped in London, whatever, and I knew I hadn't done Minchi yet, so I was getting a train to go to where I was going. I kept looking out the window. It was sunny. I got into my hotel room. It was a 10 after 9. I daven Minchi. You know, you go further north, that's what it is, you know, in Canada also. So this time of year, the further north. So there were communities that say, what are you going to do? Not going to make Shabbos till 11 o'clock? The Shiloh coming today also, in the northern lands. So the answer, especially in the summertime, right? In the wintertime is the other way around, but not for now. Anyway, Mekayetz, so therefore they would go ahead and light very, very early, even two hours before sunset. So if that's the case, you know, in the case of our woman, she was safe, not precious. That's the second Tzad Lahaka. The Kiva Eger in Simrei Sama Gimel, in his comments on the Ramah, right, he says, again, not to lie, he also, again, we mentioned Plag HaMincha, but he writes, the idea is that it should be noticeable it's Lakovet Shabbos. Okay, but then he writes, B'di'evid. Okay, B'di'evid. The mitzvah, of course, we want to have the mitzvah, the candles lighting at Shabbos, at the Shabbos table. So he says, if somebody lit Litzorech Shabbos, then b'di'evid, it's okay. That's what he thinks. Okay, the Evid Shaper Dami. It's true. It's not clear that L'Kavod Shabbos, and it wasn't the right thing to do. But he says if he did b'di'evid, it's okay. Okay. In other words, one could extrapolate from the Kiva Eger that as long as you lit Litzorach Shabbos, and this woman did light Litzorach Shabbos, her intent was Litzorach Shabbos. Okay, so therefore she has, she has. She has the intent that it was for Shabbos, so therefore it was that's another reason perhaps to be mako. Not only that,
so according to all of this, about people that say I do not accept Shabbos with Hadlokas Neros? In other words,
so that's a different thing. No, you have in mind or something during Yom Kippur. You can have it in mind. That's okay. Okay, have in mind. I don't want to accept Shabbos. You can do that too. All right. But I would say that if you lit early, real early, I don't know. I think either way, I think you can still get out of it. Okay, so that's another tzad lahakel. Okay, for the Minchas Yitzchok, 65, and Dayan Weiss, a contemporary, only died a few years ago. Chelik Tes Simon Chav, 165, also discusses, you know, if you're lighting early and so on. Because Yerushalayim, as you may know, the mini Yerushalayim, those of you that all remember, they light very early. They light candles 40 minutes before sunset. We light 18. Okay. Yerushalayim, remember, they light 40 minutes before sunset. So how exactly does that work and so on? So he also built on the same idea, says that if it's clear that it's a Tzorach Shabbos and so on, and you have a reason for it, and he mentions the same idea. And something else he also mentions that everybody knows. Everyone knows that it's a Kovod Shabbos. Okay? Now keep that in the back of your head. Okay? Or I'll mention it now. All right? Everybody knows the Kovod Shabbos because, you know, the Milchus Yitzchak says that it's okay as long as you're doing Latzorach Shabbos, like we saw in Akiva Eger. And everybody knows that they're lighting the Kovod Shabbos. So it's okay. Well, today, if you light at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're lighting candles, you're only doing it for one reason, because we have electric lights. Right? We're not lighting candles. The only reason someone's possibly lighting candles is because of Shabbos. Right? So therefore, it is noticeable even much earlier. We said you shouldn't light so early because the whole reason why, because it won't be nicker, won't be noticeable. It's the Kovod Shabbos. Yeah, but it is noticeable Kovod Shabbos because it's the only reason you're lighting candles in days when we have electric lights. Right? So days you have electric lights. And then again, with this woman lit at 6:20, whatever, why is she lighting a candle? It's not nicker that it's the Kovod Shabbos? Sure it is. Why was she light in the first place? To have light in the house, you got electric lights on. So once you say that, Milchus Yitzchak doesn't say it, but I'm just extrapolating from there. You got a third reason to be makel. And having brought up electric lights, there's actually a question: could the electric lights anyway count as the Shabbos candles? Okay, that's what the Melamed Lahoil, Rav Dov Tzvi Hoffman, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Vav. Okay, asks Isha Achas Shochol Ahadlik. She forgot to light candles. But her husband lit other gas flamen, okay, lahavos gas, kerosene lamps or whatever, okay. So can you be yotze with that? And he writes, you can. And he says in the second line of the tshuva, sits in the chain be electric lights or a chashmol, okay. In other words, you don't have to penalize the woman because at the end of the day there were lights on in the house, right? Not only her lights, but there were electric lights. You can rely on that. Now, that's why some people by the light Shabbos candles will turn off the electric lights for a minute and then turn them back on. You know, the wife will turn it right back on. So the bracha goes on electric lights too. The Shevet HaLevi, Ravaz and his tshuva, Schelek, Ahei, Simon Lamed Gimel, also says that if there are electric lights, you don't have this whole knas for a woman. So that's another heter. Okay, so again, you're putting all these things together. I think that there really was room to be makel. Okay. Another tzadl hakel. Finish up, okay. Another tzadl hakel. So you have all these reasons. First of all, it wasn't negligence, okay. Second of all, it was nika that was a Kovod Shabbos because you wouldn't be lighting for any other reason. Third of all, perhaps you got it within the 2 hours, okay. And according to Rikiv Eger, he's had that even if it was, as long as it's Tzorach Shabbos, it's okay with the Evid. And we saw that if everybody knows in the community here, everybody knows because you're lighting, okay. It is nika from today. Okay, and finally, we'll come full circles when we talked about it, just to finish up. Okay, Chof Hamad Beis and Shabbos Tosa Dumas Chova discusses a little bit about that funny language Chova. Something else we find that is a Chova is called Maya Machronin. You have to wash the tools of time before. What about Maya Machronin? You're supposed to wash, but it's not the same thing. It's for danger purposes, whatever other purpose it serves. It's not the same type of obligation. It's a Chova. Now, based on this, so you know, we don't wash, we don't make a bracha by Maya Machronin. Okay, we don't make a bracha by Machronin. So maybe we shouldn't make a bracha by Shabbos candles either. And Tosas quotes on the second line of 68, Tosas and Shabbos, Chof, Hem, Vez, Yom, Asim, Chova, Yesh, Shirotzim, Lomar, De'ein, Levarach, Ad, Lokas, Ne'er. No bracha on Shabbos candles. Okay, it's optional. Not optional, but it's only a Chova. However, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. It was Rabbeinu Meshulam held that way, and the truth of Rabbeinu Tam, it points out. Rabbeinu Meshulam said, not true. It's not the same thing. Here it's still a chova, mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. It connects to kovod and oneg. Now, 1 second. So, if you think about it for a moment, and this is really the bir hagroah. Shulchan Aruch Nichos Yontif, Simtav Kuf Tes, talks about the din of Yontif. And the Shabur points out, we have to have a kovod for Yontif and oneg on Yontif, like on Shabbos. Fine. The Rambam, Parak Lamed of Nichos Shabbos, Halach Aleph, 71, writes, Arba Dvar, remember, Shabbos time and a Torah time in the Bisofim. 4 things are said about Shabbos, 2 from the Torah, 2 of the Diris Orman, then mentioned by the Nevi'im. The Torah is Zohar Shomer, and the Nevi'im, it's covered in Oni, quotes the Pasuk Yeshaya. So Bir HaGroah makes a fascinating comment, important comment, and this will finish in 72. In Hilchus Yant, the very end of Hilchus Yant, in Tov Kuv Chav Tesif, Alav Dumas, but sorry, he says as follows. What's the difference between covered and Oni? He says, whatever you do in advance of Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos, that's covered. Making the bed, sweeping the floor, cleaning the house, whatever you do, shopping, whatever you need for Shabbos, that's called Kovod Shabbos. What you do on Shabbos to enjoy Shabbos, that's Oneg Shabbos. You like to sing, you like to go for a walk with your family, you like to eat delicious meals, that's Oneg Shabbos. That's the Vilna Gaon says. Whatever is in advance of Shabbos is covered Shabbos, and what on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. So, Lemaisa, if you have candles lit, the lady made a mistake, but you had candles lit, so she had Oneg Shabbos. And she had Oneg Shabbos, all right? Covered, well, 1 second. Why does Kovod have to be after Plaga Mincha? We don't say you have to make the beds after Plaga Mincha. You don't say you have to sweep the floor after Plaga Mincha. You can do all those things earlier on Shabbos. So that's another reason. Bidiyavid, yes, we say Plaga Mincha, but Bidiyavid, you put all, it seems to me, you put all these reasons together. We had five or six different reasons together. Relying on Halakas Neres Shabbos, I didn't think that this woman would have to be penalized. And I didn't think, did not think that she has to light Shabbos candles over just because she lit before Plaga Mincha. Certainly, one should make every effort to light after Plaga Mincha. But b'di'evet, if she lit before Plaga Mincha, we had another number of reasons to say that perhaps one should be makel, and it's be okay to light, at least b'di'evet, even before Plaga Mincha. Okay? I wish everybody a good Shabbos. We should all make sure to light Shabbos candles at the proper time. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Shabbos.
Rabbi Tavis?